Hey, I just read your script and I just think it's incredible. Well, I mean, I think all your scripts are incredible, obviously. But this last one, I don't know, it just hits all the right notes. Of course I'm going to record it. How could I not? It's just fantastic. Yes, I really think so. You know that I could never lie to you about something like that. What? Yeah, I always say your scripts are great. But all of the time they actually are amazing, so that's not lying, is it? Seriously now, you don't give yourself enough credit. I know you always think you could do better. And I mean, I guess that's true with everything. There's always room for improvement. But that doesn't mean that your writing isn't already brilliant. Yeah, I know you don't think so, but that won't stop me from believing it, or stop it from being true. Trust me, I know. I've performed enough of your scripts by now. I've seen the effect that your words have on people. It's really powerful and moving. You do such good work. I'm so proud to be your collaborator. I think it's amazing you even want to collaborate. Given how good you are. Oh, I just mean that I'm impressed by how willing you are to give your work to others. I know scriptwriters don't get half as much attention as performers, even though they work just as hard. And I know you don't mind, but sometimes it just doesn't seem fair. You deserve more credit. I always try to give it to you. But it never seems like enough, does it? I guess I just never understood how you were able to give away all that attention for free. Your words just help to bring so many performers to life, and you never mind that it's them in the spotlight, not you. You're somehow fine with never being part of that glory. In part because you're just so happy to see your script performed. But in part, I think because you genuinely enjoy helping others to reach their goals. Well, don't think I haven't noticed because it's one of my favourite things about you. It's so noble. Is it okay if I call it noble? All right, noble of you to do. I don't think that I could do it. At least, not like you do. Yeah, I promise I'm not selling myself short or anything. I know that I work hard as a performer. I just wanted to acknowledge what you do is special. That's all. And I wanted to say that you have my utmost respect, as a writer and as an artist, because you're brilliant at what you do. And to be honest, I think you've earned more than just my kind regards. Well, over the past couple of months, I've fallen in love with your writing, and through it, I've also fallen in love with you. I hope that doesn't seem silly. I just know that when you write, you give away some small part of yourself, and I feel like by reading so many of your scripts, I've gotten to know more and more of you. And the more I got to know, the more I wanted to find out. I just had this burning desire to hold you close to me while I listened to everything that you had to say. And then slowly I started to realize that what I wanted wasn't your writing, it was you. All of you. Your body and your mind, your heart. And then, after I read through your script last night, I knew I just had to tell you the truth about how I felt. I'm sorry if this is coming out all jumbled. I did think about writing it down, but then I figured that talking was more my strong suit. Well, normally anyway. But I hope the message is still clear. If not, let me try once more. I I love you. Not just for your writing, but for everything that you give to the world. I'll always love you. And if you don't love me back, I'll understand. I won't be angry. I'll just step back and respect your space. But I'll still always love you because I know that I can't stop myself from loving you now, and that's the honest truth. If this is all too much, I understand. If you like, I can leave. Or not. Oh, wow, you're amazing. Think you're an even better kisser than you are a writer. What? Are you going to challenge me on that now? Well, I know one way to prove you wrong. I think I'll go record that script later. We have a little unfinished business to attend to tonight.